This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. One of the sectors being hit hardest by the pandemic is higher education. To find out what's been happening, Education International has conducted a series of webinars about the issue. EI is the Global Union for Teachers and Other Educators. One of the participants in a webinar about COVID and the higher education sector was Matthew McGowan, the General Secretary of the National Tertiary Education Union in Australia, the NTEU.
Around about 30% of the funding for the sector comes now from international student income. And that has had the closing of the borders and the shutting down of international travel has really dramatically changed climate for the university sector. So the most dramatic impact on the sector is a loss of some $3.5 to $4 billion in this year alone. And if we project forward into next year and the following year, the full estimates are looking pretty grim. That number could easily double or triple. We are in a very serious position. All of our universities are starting to lay staff off, particularly you'll find that casual staff are being laid off in very large numbers. We are facing a crisis within our institutions in the research front. Most of our universities cross-subsidise research from the international student income. Governments of all persuasions over the last couple of decades have used international students as excuses to expand the sector, but also to reduce the government's responsibility for fully funding the sector. And so increasingly what we've seen is institutions become dependent upon that international student income for their very existence and for the funding of many of their activities, including research. It is a very serious problem. We are seeing at the moment, we are expecting something of the order of 20,000 jobs to disappear out of the sector over the next 6 to 9 months. The government has done nothing to provide any support to the sector so far. We have a budget coming up and it's quite possible that there will be some relief provided to the institutions, but it's unlikely to go anywhere near the losses that the institutions are facing. So our major crisis at the moment is holding on to people's jobs. We are seeing people terminated at a really rapid rate. Some 4,000 contract staff are up at the end of this year. Those are primarily research staff. The people who are most dramatically affected, there are courses being cut all over the place. Probably the lion's share of those full-time job losses will go to the professional staff as the institutions cut back as much as they possibly can. The institutions and the government in some ways are using the crisis to further objectives that they may have already had in their back pockets and that they have been pursuing for some time. So the issues around academic freedom are again being talked about, conflated with free speech, particularly from the right. It's an interesting position for the union because there are elements of the debate where we are promoting it, because I think there are some circumstances in Australia that indicate that the legal framework that we have always relied upon for protecting academic freedom is under challenge at the moment from a number of different cases that have been through the courts. And so we have to find a pathway through this with a Conservative government to be able to find both a legislative but also a bargaining response to this challenge. The other interesting dynamic, so it's not all, you know, it doesn't all go one way. I think a crisis like this highlights and gives greater attention to existing tensions. So one of the things that's happened is it's been pretty clear that many of the crises in Australia around outbreaks, serious outbreaks of COVID, have come from workplaces primarily and workplaces where there is heavy casualisation. And so the nature of the community discussion about casual work has shifted. And I think people's expectations about what's acceptable is shifting. So it's a serious position for us to be in to enter into a debate about the future of casual work in the higher education sector.
And that's it, International Labour News You Can Use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabour.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.